When Howard Dean addressed his supporters the other night after finishing third in the Iowa caucuses, he dug deep beyond whatever disappointment he felt, tapped into reserves of passion, and produced a performance somewhere between the enthusiasm of a college cheerleader and the histrionics of a professional wrestler.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Well, faster than you can say spin cycle, Governor Dean's Iowa howl had legs. The next day's newspapers used words like explosive, rabid, and guttural. Cable news networks played the clip throughout the day, known by now as the Dean's Scream. And last night, the governor was fodder for TV talk show hosts like David Letterman.
Did you see Howard Dean ranting and raving? How many of you get to see that? Here's a little tip, Howard. Cut back on the Red Bull.
By this morning, the internet was brimming with commentary, and email inboxes filled up with music files sampling the speech.
And Oregon and Washington and Oregon and Washington. We're going to South Dakota. We're going to South Dakota. And Michigan. And Michigan.
Yeah! Is Howard Dean about to be frozen in video memory as that guy who carried on so in Des Moines? William Powers is media critic for the National Journal. William Powers, what do you think?
You know, there's a risk of that, Robert. This thing has flown around the world at record speed. I've been reading about it on Australian newspapers. It's just everywhere. And it all depends on how he handles the thing in the next 24, 48 hours. There's a chance here to pull himself out of a hole that he's in, I think, and it's up to him.
The following day, he did speak in New Hampshire and very consciously say, you're not going to get the kind of red meat speech, suggesting that this is a gear he can go into and go out of. But on the other hand, it did play into a suspicion that some of Governor Dean's detractors have about him, that he's hot-tempered.
Yeah, I think he's trying to sort of walk away from it and hoping it won't mushroom, but by the time he said that, it had already mushroomed. You know, personally, I mean, I'm not in the business of advising Dean, but I think he needs a different approach because it's getting bigger and bigger. You can't turn on TV practically without seeing it.
How do you describe what's so big about it? What's at issue here?
Well, I think it's big for two reasons. One is just the moment itself has an inherent interest because it's not that often you see someone at such a pitch of passion. And frankly, making a sound quite like that, it's a pretty unusual sound.
That howl at the end.
Yeah, that howl, that growl, whatever you want to call it. Some of the internet commentators are comparing it to various animals. But second, it's the context. We all know it's this almost novelistic moment where he had this, what must be incredibly painful, downfall in Iowa. And you see this thing coming out of his id. I mean, it's so real, it's almost scary to watch it.
So is the problem inappropriate affect, or is it, I can't imagine the President of the United States, someone who would behave that way at any point?
I think there's some of that in the reaction, but I think that it's only inappropriate, it will only remain inappropriate if we never come to understand it from his point of view. It's almost like, you know, this is one of those mass media therapy moments where he has to work through it with us because we're all dying to know what it was about. And there are various ways to do that and sort of step up to it, but he hasn't done it yet.
Well, as you say, you're not a media advisor to Howard Dean, but pursuing that role just a little bit further, where does he have this mass media therapy session with the American public?
History shows that when you have an embarrassing moment like this, you get up there on one of these very prominent stages, like preferably the late-night talk shows, and you embrace it. I mean, I could see him going on one of these Letterman-type shows and doing the growl again. You know, sort of the way, you know, Al Gore went on those shows, I remember, and sort of embraced his own stiffness. You know, there's a way where you go and you sort of show the people, this is who I am, and I have a sense of humor about this sort of thing, rather than trying to paper over this pop culture phenomenon. I mean, it's becoming that.
Bill Powers, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
William Powers, media critic for the National Journal, on Howard Dean's concession speech in Des Moines, known in some quarters already as the I Have a Scream speech.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back.